We've got to change that. One. Two, my other concern here is that, and we're about to, I mean, I've got to end this call shortly. We've been on this call, and we've been on the prior call talking about national. Excuse me. And I think that's important, obviously, because we are the only body overseeing national. But we also have a duty to look at the local. And whenever it comes to that, it's always at the end of the line, at the end of the day. And we have all these questions for national, point by point, line by line. But we have never devoted that time or consideration in the FY06 budget to individual stations, in particular those stations who have yet to approve their budget. Now, WPFW and KPFT, the two smallest stations, are the only ones who have fully complied, including not seeking a waiver for their requirements for next year for the one-month reserve. If we're only going to do this thing of local versus national, the only national representative on this call is Lonnie. He's outnumbered every time. And then this becomes localism. It becomes individual stations deciding, okay, we want to get rid of the waiver. We want to have all kind of reasons why we didn't comply with the requirements about the budget. We had this problem and that problem. And we're not going through local budgets line by line like this and asking the questions we're asking of national. I think it's unfair. And not only that, I think it sets up the wrong concept of what the national finance. We're not the local finance committee at the national level. We're the national finance committee. And we're letting too many local stations off the hook while we continue to shine the spotlight on national. I think it's unproductive, and frankly, I'm disappointed in us. And I will write a letter to that effect to the PNB. Thank you.
Okay. So
I need the time to
clarify. You're saying that then. We'll see when you're on.
I need a time check to see how long the call will go on.
Well, I think we need to go to the local station budgets now, and I.
I'm asking about how long do you, Mr. Chair, envision this call will go on to finish
I think the local station budgets are going to take the ones that we're able to deal with will take an hour, and I think the executive session will take half an hour. So I say an hour and a half from now.
Ah, God.
We did have PRA.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
this is Mark. I'm signing off the call. Thank you. I can't take any more time on this. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I have
PRA. That's correct.
Let me ask a few questions, because I think the calls are taking too long, too. I've got the same budget, the budgets we're talking about. I'm going to have to get off this call and start working on them until the late hours of the night here, because I'm trying to get them out to you folks by a reasonable hour tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not... Let me make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I see no reason to do the PRA budget separately. I'm suggesting that we make it's part of the national office budget anyway. I see no reason to have separated out in the first place. I think we ought to take the budgets of the stations that we haven't complied, so we get an update and a status report on where they are. They're the issue, main issues we place before the board and before this committee. We need an answer for this board on what's going on there. I suggest we skip the PRA and pick it up on Sunday. As to the two station budgets, I think that we should start that conversation so that people on the Finance Committee can get an update on where they are before they leave this call.
I'm fine with that suggestion.
Yeah, pardon me?
I agree. I think that's a good way to proceed.
You know, I mean, because
let's cut to the chase, because if we talk about how behind we are, we get more behind.
That's right. Let's just do it.
Okay.
And,
so go ahead, Lonnie.
Oh, just finish that. I just have one more suggestion. Let's finish this one.
Okay. Do people have any objection to postponing the PRA budget until Sunday and going ahead with the other station budgets now? Okay, I don't hear any objection to that, so we'll do that. Go on.
By the way, Casey, if you want to, I'll keep taking minutes since I've been doing it so far.
Now, on the executive session?
Yes.
I think by the time we finish the station budget, let's do the executive session and cover all the issues. And at least we'll have under our belt from this call all of the stations, you know, having some information on them.
I don't understand what you just said. Are you saying...
And rather than do a separate executive session now, that we plan to do it on Sunday, and handle all the executive session issues for all stations at the same time.
Well, my concern on that is it may impact, the discussion may impact what you're preparing in the national office budget.
Right.
So well, I've already told you about
it. I think on that we need to do something quickly because there is one item that I do think is very pressing.
Yes.
Well,
I'll put it to the committee. Would the committee like to do the executive session or not?
Yes.
Is there anybody who thinks we should delay it?
Well, the reason I'm saying it, I'm not sure I can hang on that long.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try and move very quickly through this, and because I think that there is an item there that we really are that is going to have to get addressed. It would be better if you heard it and dealt with it prior to your workup, the final workup. So let's try and go as quickly as we can. So I'd like to now move then to the station budget, and KPFK's passed its budget. Do you want to describe it, Casey, or shall I?
Either way.
Could I just make a comment on it? I find it very discombobulating to look at it because it's got no comparison with this year's budget.
Yeah,
I'm just stunned. I mean, I can't deal with it, and I don't have the time to go like I did last time putting it into that spreadsheet of Lonnie's. I don't know how you guys could do a budget without knowing how the comparison was.
I understand.
Okay, so shall I go ahead, or do you want
sure,
to?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, so we got yesterday, we had asked, we had discussed with Lonnie this issue of the mechanics of the budget spreadsheet, and Lonnie provided us on Wednesday with a version of the budget that we understand is one that you went through and adjusted links and formulas on so that they were consistent with what the other stations had. Is that correct, Lonnie, that's what was in that budget you sent to Casey?
No, that one wasn't, but I've done it since then. Yeah, I mean, we got the link situation pretty much under hand.
Okay.
I'm not overly concerned.
So what happened was Lonnie had raised a number of issues with our budget, including the existence of, in the first draft budget, the $4,000 of discretionary income for the, of discretionary spending for the LSB that we had put in to deal with things like expenses for venues and town halls. We also had in that line $8,000 equal to the expenses, our actual expenses for this year around the the GM evaluation. We had to have a temp processing those data and town hall meetings and things of that sort, which are documented. So rather than argue about it, we removed the $4,000 that we had budgeted in case we have additional expenses this year. The other item that Lonnie had raised, in the draft budget, KPFK had projected $2.85 million in listener support versus $3,006,000 this year of actual listener support. And in we had essentially balanced spending and revenue in the fiscal year, but the cash and capital portion of the budget, the capital expenses, we were paying for with our prior year surplus, in addition to having our 1 month as the prior year surplus. So that prior year surplus came to $410,000, and we carried through to the end of the year the 1 month, so about $130,000 of our surplus, which we estimate to be around $600,000, according to our GM. I think we have something like $650,000 or $680,000 in the bank right now. So we had allotted $128,000 of that $600,000 to pay our capital expenses for the year. The changes we made as a result of objections raised were to basically, we had planned to reduce expenses, but our GM has not been around to go through and route it out of each of these line items, route out expenses. So we couldn't do that in detail. She's been down in Houston and New Orleans doing some coverage for Pacifica, and also it's her own time, it's her vacation time. She's been just helping down there. We had hoped to be able to pull money out of the benefits line item, which last year was $124,000, I think, was the projected actual. and the this year's budget is at $281,000 for an increase of about $155,000. But apparently that there is no way to remove that. The worksheets on salary sort of produce that number, and that's based on an increase in the number of people being covered, an increase in the level of coverage, and additionally a 15% just in case. So we couldn't withdraw expenses. So we talked to our manager and said, you know, we can't reduce any of these expenses, or we don't know where to go to reduce expenses without deleting programs. And Lonnie raised some issue with some of the programs we have. Those programs include providing funding for news stringers for our local news department, providing training, and in the last quarter, $5,000 for community projects, which would be a request for proposals process that we're initiating. So we talked to the manager about it, and we agreed that instead we would raise the revenue projection to be approximately that which it is this year. So in order to make the budget such that we wouldn't be spending any of our surplus on our capital, but generate the money for capital in the current year's revenue, we have put in, we went backwards from the development worksheet. We were raising income by about 5%, so we added 5% to all the development expenses for premiums and premium packaging, and all the rest of that was increased by 5%. We then increased the listener, so we worked back from the worksheet, so we put in the numbers for projected goals on fund drives, et cetera, fulfillment percentage, and then you had to pay central services. So when you do all of that, you come up with a top line for listener support of $3.029 million against this year's listener support of $3.06 million, so it went up $23,000, which is less than a third of a, or no, about a percent, I think, if that. yeah, about a percent. And that we justified that in part because there's a translator coming on, a Malibu translator, so we'll be getting new audience. That's interesting area. It's a lot of low-paid workers and a lot of very rich people. And we expect both groups, just like in Santa Barbara, to be donating. So we think we can reproduce this year's listener support level. And so the outcome of it is that in the prior year support line, we have $291,000. Surplus prior year, we have $291,000. And at the end of the year, our bottom line is $293,000. We're not going to use any of our surplus money for our capital needs. I just wanted to add that I take some issue with the notion that a waiver is required. My understanding is that a waiver is required for stations who would not have, at the end of the year, 1 month reserve. Not that a waiver is required to include surplus prior year funds in the surplus prior year budget line. I'm not aware of our ever having done that. Additionally, my view is that the idea of a waiver is something that's granted mid-year when a station is basically saying we can't make our goal, and we therefore need a waiver as opposed to having to continue to raise funds. My view is that the recommendation of this committee on the budget, whatever it is essentially the recommendation, and that no additional waiver is needed if we're recommending something. So it's my opinion that we should have a motion that says that that the PNB budget approval process is itself equivalent to any waiver granting process, and therefore that notion's superfluous. But anyhow, that's what's been done with our budget. Our budget from the draft that they got rose in the listener support line by $180,000. We reduced LSB expenses. One other thing, we added $15,000 in the conference's training line to cover the bylaws convention mandate of the board. And so those are the changes relative to the early draft budget, in addition to a 5% increase in all the development expenses associated with fund drives. So that's it. And open for questions. And Casey, do you want to add anything before I open it up for questions?
Just that we also reduced our LSD expenses down to $8,000, which cover our GM evaluation, our town hall meeting, venue rentals, and our Spanish translations of all our meetings. We'd started out at $12,000, and we took out any money we had in there for discretionary in order to, that was kind of there for other LSD expenses, but we've taken that out and just assume that if those come up, we'll have to find them somewhere else.
Okay, so open for
Lonnie here.
This
go
is
ahead,
Jane.
Lonnie. Jane?
This
Lonnie? What? Lonnie, Jane. Actually, why don't we have Jane and then Marnie and then you, Lonnie? Is that all right?
Well, I have, one of my primary jobs is to review these station budgets.
Okay.
So I feel I should go first.
Okay, go ahead. I just thought it would be more efficient if
you know,
you're going to ask shorter questions.
Well, I have difficulty with, as you know, with Kay's budget. And first of all, you know, let me just try to be clear as possible. You know, what you described was a lot of moving of numbers around, changing the budget line. And I'm asking the question, who is we? Who did this? The GM did, and I assure you, because I asked her, I said, where's the budget and who did it? And so, you know, who is we that's doing all this moving and operational budget around these numbers? Like, how do we know you can do $180,000 extra?
Oh, that was, we asked the GM about it.
Well, the GM is not conversant on this budget, didn't have it when I asked for it today.
Where
is she? Get it from you. She called you to get the budget. The budget was done last night. So she didn't have.
She hasn't been around for almost 2 months.
Yeah, Lonnie, really, if you say she's not able to do it and not conversant, then, you know.
No, I have a simple question. Who did the budget?
Well, we took what you sent, and we were in contact with her by phone, and the finance committee went over the numbers and made the adjustments consistent with her recommendation.
Well, that chronology I sincerely doubt. What I'm understanding is that the Finance Committee changed these budgets. The LSB Finance Committee made huge changes in this budget. And
Lonnie, the huge changes are those that I outlined and they were done.
Let me finish my presentation.
Well, no, because you said you doubted what I just said. I'm going to reestablish the chair's position.
I'm allowed to doubt a budget. It's okay.
No, doubting a budget is different than saying that what somebody has just said is not truthful.
I didn't say it was truthful. I said that. That's not the chronology. Then I understand how it happened. That's not how I understand it happened.
What I'm saying is what happened is we received a budget from you, the draft budget, and the Finance Committee.
This is not the budget I sent you. This is a totally changed budget. I have the budget I sent you.
That's right, and we made the changes I just described in consultation with
our
GM.
That's right, and I'm asking who is we?
I said the Finance Committee.
Yeah, who is that?
Do you want the roster?
Who is the Finance Committee?
I'm trying to judge the degree to which the general manager actually participated in these changes.
The general manager participated in the extent that we talked to her beforehand and said, We looked at the worksheets. We don't think that the money can come out of expenses. We think, therefore, that if we're going to keep these programs, we need to raise expenses. And she said, raising the revenue projection.
Raising revenue.
And she said, go ahead.
Well, that's what I think is the danger of having people who are unfamiliar with budgets get involved at this detail level. And the general manager ends up being just a consultant. Raising revenue $180,000 is very serious business. And raising revenue to cover expenses is not prudent budget. You know, you can't raise the revenue to cover expenses.
The revenue that we're projecting is still $500,000 less than we raised this year.
It's equal to what we raised.
That's not a true statement. Anyway, the point is that prudently, you don't necessarily, it's a separate year. Maybe the revenues will match, maybe they won't. They're two different years, and that's the judgment. that the GM and other folks have to make, so that staff's going to have to raise the funds. Now, using a 5% increase to account for the development costs is not utilizing this budget the way it was intended. You just can't slap on a 5% and think that's going to cover the expenses of the drive. So even if you increase the revenue by $180,000, you need to know how much that's going to cost. That means more. You increase your revenue, you increase your expenses, you maybe increase your premiums. And that is a detailed calculation that has to be done on that spreadsheet.
We did it on that spreadsheet.
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I just get a budget here today. Let me finish. I get the budget here today. I need to have a look at that.
It's expensive to be called liar like that.
No, I'm saying that I don't think.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, we use the worksheets that you sent us after our
budget. No, worksheets are not based on a 5% increase. Those worksheets are not built that way.
The worksheet that you sent us, Lonnie, just had numbers listed. There were no.
I know, but I'm talking about
they weren't based on anything.
I'm talking about the ones that was changed that I got.
No. I'm talking about you sent us a list of numbers in a development worksheet.
Look,
the development worksheet
starts. Then you can disagree.
Okay.
I don't believe that a flat 5%, just the way that spreadsheet was set up to do, is very detailed calculations. Now, I've got the budget today. If I'm wrong, I'll be happy to be wrong. But I don't think the way you expressed it at 5% is not the way that spreadsheet is
well,
set up.
Let me try again. What you gave us a list of numbers for development expenses in what you sent us. They're just numbers. They're not formulas. Recognizing that an increase of 5% in fund drive revenue would incur a 5% increase in fund drive expenses, we added 5% to those numbers.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard you say. Let me say that is not necessarily true. You have to go through the spreadsheet and do that work. Now, on the LSB, I'm delighted to hear that the LSB is willing to be frugal about raising its own expenses. I'm delighted to hear that. Because I thought that $12,000 was way too much for an LSB to be voting itself from $634 to $12,000. In fact, I think the LSB ought to look at very carefully raising some of its own expenses as a part of its own fundraising effort. Other stations do it. I see why K shouldn't be able to raise money. It's a station that has a lucrative market in L.A. It should look at raising funds as an LSB, and not simply charge it to the membership of this network. On the $4,000 discretionary dollars, yes, I'm happy to see that you're taking it out. I don't think that is appropriate expense to put into a budget. On the issue of the RFP, talking with our attorneys, Pacifica, as far as I know, is not a grant-making organization. An RFP is a request for,
proposals.
Proposals, yeah. That's problematic. Pacific's not a grant-making organization. The question on the table is, should members' money be used to make grants to other organizations?
No, it's not to other organizations.
Or to other individuals. Well, that needs to be discussed. Those are big.
Well, we tried
policies.
To talk about procurement procedures last time, and we were kind of shut
down.
Yeah,
you don't find that in other budgets in this network. As far as I can tell you, it's never been done before.
Yeah,
it's a huge policy
issue.
But why
is the fact that it's never been done before an issue? Why can't we be forward thinking?
People call it forward thinking when it's not, when it's theirs, someone else's, it's not fine.
If I may, these are critiques that Lonnie has, and the board will, and the committee will deal with them. Go ahead.
So what I propose is I'm going to look at the budget that I just got today and see if it makes financial sense to me. That's my job. And on Sunday, I'll come back. If I need to modify some of my opinions, I will. If you folks have done a good job and that spreadsheet makes sense to me, and I will be the first to do it. But I just haven't had time to do it. I'm only going by the budget I had last, and so I'll look at it. In fact, I've been working on it to some extent today. So that said, that is one of the major concerns I have about the K's budget. So I'm holding final judgment until we get together on Sunday, and then we'll look.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, just as LaVarne, just a point of a point of personal privilege. Teresa Allen dropped off the call. She's been trying to get back in for the last hour, and she cannot. So we really need to address this new call system that we have. We've had difficulties since the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm patched in through Patty's home phone because I haven't been able to get on since about 3:15.
Oh, really?
Okay. Can we get, let's see, can anybody patch Teresa in?
Let me try. Oh, no, I can't. Right now, I can't.
Okay. Can anybody else try?
I can do it. Somebody give me a number.
Well, we're on stream, so can
give
somebody
me
email
email
Rudy?
I'll send you an email with Teresa's number.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can't
is
get off the
phone. Is Rudy on email?
Yeah,
she's
email me, Pat. I can email you her phone number.
Okay. In the meantime, we had Jane and then Marnie.
Yes, Lonnie, actually, you kind of alluded to my question. I am surprised, you know, without the general manager being there in Los Angeles at this time when there's so much going on, I mean, it's natural that there would be difficulties, and it really doesn't seem like it should have to fall entirely on your back to work with the KLS on all. It seems like it's fallen entirely on your back, and so it is. It sounds like it's a tremendous workload that really doesn't belong there. And I'm curious. I don't know if this is for now or for later for executive session, but is there a business manager in place in K?
There is now. Yes.
There is, and so, Lonnie, is that? I mean, doesn't the responsibility then fall to that person to work?
No. My complaint is that the general manager and I did do a budget prior to her going on vacation, and that budget was balanced. And what happened is that, as far as the general manager and I know, the LSB became involved in the budgeting process, and we ended up with a budget that was not balanced.
How long ago was that?
Well, I've got the budget. I went down. We were down in, that was done. We had a balanced budget that was sent to that LSB at least 30 days ago.
About a month ago, okay.
Yeah, and I sent the budget, and I'm sure the LSB got it. It was balanced, did not require a waiver.
Did it have all of the worksheets in it?
Yeah, it did, actually. It had all the worksheets in it, because the worksheets are there every year.
And
you can use last year's and update it from there. Anyway,
Casey and Dave, did you guys see those individual worksheets in that budget that he just made reference to?
We got the first time we saw the worksheets was on the 8th of, so.
Of September?
September. No, August 8th.
Okay, well, that's about a month ago, like he was saying.
Yeah, so
anyway, that budget was balanced except for $58,000.
Lonnie, when you say balanced, what you mean is that there's nothing in surplus prior year and there's a one-month reserve, correct?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, because other people might mean by balance a balance of expenditure and revenue.
Most stations know what balance means. Kay has a problem with the definition. Most stations don't. They've constructed budgets that adhere to board guidelines. Now, that budget, when we came down to your LSB meeting, I think it was 2 weeks ago or three, with Ambrose, I showed you the budget that the general manager and I had worked out, along with Ambrose, by the way. And the general manager, prior to that meeting, said, well, you know, the $58,000, we found a $50,000 grant, and we have a balanced budget. I come to the LSB meeting, the budget is no longer balanced. And it has, in fact, a need for a couple of $100,000 worth of prior year. So I said to your group, I've never seen this budget. Who did it? Where did it come from? Because the work that had been done was undone. I showed you the budgets I was referring to. I brought all of them that I'd been given and showed you your group. So, memories,
Well, actually, Lonnie, it doesn't really sound like what you're saying is that different from what Dave and Casey said. But I don't know if you, it sounds like you really are stretched pretty thin now. But if
oh, I'm upset.
I mean, I know that you don't like it when people are rude to you, and I think that's justified. But if you could hear yourself now, I think that it'd be better if we just step back and try to move forward. Because I personally, you know, I'm as concerned as you are that this not happen again. But I'm just trying to understand the facts, because you're laying a lot of blame on some really hardworking volunteers, and that's troubling, because I know I don't get paid to do what I do. And I can imagine how other people feel putting in all their hard work. So if there were some mistakes made, then we should just try to understand it. And right now, I'm just trying to understand just a few basic facts. Is that about a month ago or so, you and Ambrose and the GM down at K had worked out a budget, and then perhaps independent to what you were doing, the finance committee was working on a budget.
I'd like to address this, Jane.
No.
The way it worked was the LSB and the GM were working together to produce a budget, and that budget included prior year surplus. And then Lonnie, in consultation with the manager, met with the manager and asked for a number of items to be removed, which cut all the priorities that had been agreed upon between the GM.
That's not true.
This is my understanding. I'll call you next. Between the GM, so there was a cutting of the Stringer budget, I understand, a cutting of the training out, and I think the RFP and the rest of it. So we went back with the general manager and we said, you know, this cuts out all these priorities. And in the budget meeting that we had in LA, we had this discussion and we agreed that the inclusion of prior year surplus in the prior year surplus line is a perfectly acceptable practice, and that the 1 month reserve policy does not mean that you have to raise 13 months of revenue in every 12 months of operations.
Right. That makes, Dave, if I could just for a second longer.
Go ahead.
I mean, that right, that's a very clear issue. You've elaborated on that. But I'm just trying to understand is that
You broke up. Can you say it again?
The LSV back in June had been working with the GM on this budget that included Stringers and the priority items.
Right.
And then, and maybe June and July, perhaps. Is that about right?
Casey, you would know better. I wasn't
in
the loop.
We actually started our process of May 5th.
Okay, so, and then, I don't know, maybe Lonnie saw this preliminary budget and at some point in July intervened and worked with the GM to come up with an alternative budget. Is that right?
No, not the chronology.
Oh.
As I said before, the chronology is very straightforward. GM presented a budget. The budget wasn't balanced. GM said, okay, we can cut here, we can cut there. We're short $58,000. She calls back a week later. Good news. We picked up $50,000 in the grant. The budget is balanced. Now,
but her definition of balance is revenue and expenditure balance. So
you're saying that the GM presented a budget to you back in, was this June, July, or August?
Yeah, it was. I considered it more or less done.
And this was around what time frame?
That's about a month ago. I have the budget.
Okay, I saved the budget. So the end of July, beginning of August, she presented this budget, and then... You saw some problems with it, and then
GM made suggestions about where that budget could be cut.
Got it
down to 58.
So all this happened at the end of July, the beginning of August.
Well, I have the budget. I can just look at the date of the budget.
But then
that would be helpful, and if you could send it to us, I'd like you to send it again, so I'm sure what version we're talking about. Could you do
that? Well, the one with the $58,000 surplus, the deficit, I at your meeting, I put it up on PowerPoint. And I do have it still.
Could you send it again?
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll send it out. Who needs it? Who wants it?
Why don't you send it to the full committee?
Yeah, at least you'll see the budget as I last saw it before it disappeared. And that's the one that I said, okay, it's a balanced budget. I won't worry about it.
Well, I'm going to step out. I'm not going to belabor it any longer. I was just hoping to understand, you know, where the problems lie. I do think that, you know, business manager and general manager have, you know, maybe Lonnie's been having to step in and do some of their roles, but what do I know?
Well, I'll be happy
to
trying, that way,
I appreciate you trying to deal with it. Why don't we go to Marnie?
Can I interject one thing?
Go ahead.
Patty, the number you sent me for Teresa, she's not at that number. Who was in contact with Teresa?
LaVarn, I was. Let me just give you the first three numbers. I'll just get it on my cell phone just a minute.
Can you email
the 314 number? Is that the one you sent?
No, that's not the one.
You have the 314,
I'm
Patty?
It's time.
No, I don't.
Here, I'll call you and give you the number.
Okay. Marnie, you had questions?
Yeah. I'm trying to wrestle with the surplus and the waiver or non-waiver of the surplus because KPFA is also dealing with similar issues, and I'd like to make sure that we're both going in the same direction and on the same sheet of music. So I know that you have concerns about Lonnie's formula, which is total expenses and total census services and total capital spending for the year divided by 12. So because I know, you know, you've got special capital and stuff, I've just taken even just your total expenses divided by 12. The surplus should be 246. Or surplus in central services, it looks like the surplus should be 294. So
And we show 293 something there.
No, it says, well, I don't know where the bottom line is. I think that after capital, you get into the hole. I mean, that's
it's line.
Or before capital, you're at 130 grand.
Right.
Which is smaller than 246 or 294, even if we don't go into capital at all.
No, but the capital includes the surplus prior year, so that's the 162. The bottom line is 170, and that's 293, because surplus prior year is in the cash and capital.
So you've got the 291, which is kind of equivalent to 1 month surplus of expense in central services of about 294, and that's, and so you figure that that's. But didn't you say that part of the reason that you're bringing in surplus prior year has to do with the fact that you've got heavy capital expenditures and you're really going to use the surplus from prior year to cover capital expenditures?
No, the net excess income line 157 there is equal to what the cash. What the other capital, so the tech studio project, computer equipment, capital improvements, and equipment reserve,
yeah.
Those add up to the 130, or they add up to 128.
Yeah.
So they eat the revenue, the excess revenue that we generated this year. So
right.
The 1 month is just from our surplus, we put it in at the beginning, it comes out the other end, and we don't spend any of our surplus. So our surplus is just sitting there, having grown last year by a couple hundred thousand dollars, so we have 600 or 650 sitting there throughout the year.
Okay, and where is the line that goes from net excess income of 130 to 202, and then you've got total adjustments of 162, and then you're saying you add those together to get a number, but it
right.
didn't print out, or it wasn't on the document? Or am I missing something?
Document. It's on line 170 of the file I sent you.
I printed it out. Is it below the number of 162,980, which is total adjustment?
It's two lines below that.
Oh, that didn't print. Okay, all right. What was the number, sorry? Tell me the number.
293,182.
293,182, when you use the surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this year, because I guess I don't have your this year forecast actual in front of me, did you have to pull in your surplus in order to show the appropriate level of operating?
No. Last year we generated yet another, Lonnie has us estimated by end of year, $195,000 excess. We had budgeted to be 260,
yeah.
But my and we were on that pace at the end of June, but my understanding is we decided to spend some money on capital stuff this year.
Uh-huh.
So basically we're at 600,000 in the bank right now.
But bank is different from operating income net.
I understand.
Net.
If
what's the net forecast for this year right now?
The net for this year in our bottom line forecast is 195.
195 to the good, over and above the surplus.
We didn't, this year we didn't use anything in surplus prior year, even though we had 380 from the prior year.
Yeah, but that's, I don't think, I think we're talking in two different,
it's very straightforward. Zero, this year, 2005, there was zero budgeted in the surplus prior year line. So, and our bottom line this year, Lonnie has us projected as of the July income statement at $195,000 against a $260,000 budgeted number.
Okay, so the surplus that you should end up with this year is 260.
That's what we're
by Lonnie's formulas, which you don't agree with. Am I on the right track? And you're coming in at 195 versus the 260?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you're coming in at
65,000 off that 1 month.
I'm sorry?
That would be a variance of 65,000 off the 1 month. You're going to I project you to come in at 195. Your budget called for 260.
Okay.
And we were projected at the end of May to be 380 ahead, and then it got taken down to 258 at the end of June, and then by July it had dropped another 65. So I'm trying to analyze how we sort of lost $200,000 or $180,000 off that projection in those 2 months when we had a fund drive that went 100,000 over. But that'll take me a little time to get through.
So that I can understand, if you had to go through this waiver process that Lonnie feels is appropriate, for in 05, by the time you ended the year, you would probably need to ask for a 65 grand waiver.
If what you're saying is that a waiver is required any time you're short that, then I suppose that's correct.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And then in your current budget, your 06, the waiver you would need to have if you weren't bringing in that surplus there, the waiver you would need would be about a 290 grand waiver.
Well, and if we weren't projecting any listener income, it would be about a $3 million waiver.
But now we're really talking apples.
Well,
and
I understand,
turkeys.
But you're saying if you delete a line item, you would need something. So why are we deleting line items?
I'm trying to get on
items?
The same page so that I make sure that when I'm dealing with, as treasurer, the KPFA's budget, and it's pretty goddamn contentious, I just don't want to be going off on a different tangent and not understanding the definitions and the concepts that are being used.
I agree.
Today.
We need to be clear, and so I think this body needs to, the National Finance Committee needs to propose whether or not a motion is required, a waiver is required for stations to include monies in surplus prior year budget lines, because that's really what we're talking about. When Lonnie says, oh, you need a waiver, he's saying you need a waiver to include surplus prior year budget.
Right, but I don't think that we're going to pass a waiver motion between now and tomorrow when my LSB meets, so
I think we can do it in 5 minutes. My position would be that that's part of the budget approval process. No waivers required for a station to budget a surplus prior year monies in its surplus prior year budget line. It's a straightforward motion. I think we could pass it. What's your opinion on that, Lonnie?
No, I think it's far more complicated than that. The simple way of looking at it, if you take out monies that you're using from prior year, what would your bottom line look like?
But that's if we take out any line, your bottom line changes. Why are you specifying if we take out the surplus prior year budget line?
We've had the conversation too many times to do it again. But
yeah,
go ahead, Lonnie. I don't want to interrupt.
And wouldn't this motion, even if we passed it right this second, wouldn't it have to go to the PNB, and wouldn't it be different than whatever this PNB passed?
There's never been anything in terms of an existing policy about inclusion of surplus prior year funds. That's made up. Somebody is making up that a waiver was required to use surplus prior year lines. I can specify that I made a document request, an information request to the ED, asking me for evidence of that. Did WPFW, which included surplus prior year budget line in numbers in last year's budget, get a waiver from the PMB when the PMB passed their budget? I was sitting on the PMB at that time. Can anybody document? Excuse me. Can anybody document?
More sophisticated. So if something got blown or did not get blown last year, I don't know.
There's no policy, Marnie. Somebody.
Okay,
this is being made up.
Okay. Find out.
Teresa's on the line.
Thanks, Teresa. So I think we do need to have a policy because this stuff is being essential, is a moving target.
Well, it is highly unusual to bring in things from a balance sheet into a P&L, be a budget or whatever, but this organization seems to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's unusual to say that you need a surplus prior year every single year. That you need to have
not
a one-month reserve.
No, as a maker of the motion, I made this motion at the PNB. The PNB passed it.
Oh, really? When?
September 2003.
2003?
In New York, yeah.
Can you send me the minutes of that meeting? Because I've never seen the text.
Yeah, it's there. September, New York meeting, 2003.
So it would be an IPNB minute.
So can you provide us all with the text of that motion, Lonnie?
It's not interrogated. It's been in place for 2 years. People have been following it. Just the first
Where
year.
Is it documented, Lonnie? The records of the foundation should include the minutes of every PNB meeting.
You want me to produce them on the call? No.
No, but I'd like to get them by Sunday. I have an information request in. I want to see the policy you're referencing.
No, I don't want to get sidetracked with this camouflage move. The issue here
That's
on the
offensive.
Table. Is you asking for justification? I told you where it could be found. Now,
where can it be? Where can I get the
September
text of the motion?
To September 2003.
IPNB
minutes.
Where are they available?
Well.
I was not on the IPNB.
We'll see what we can find between now and now.
I'm looking at the Pacifica draft minutes for 10-02-03. I have them right here on BAI.net. I'll look through.
Can you find us that motion? Thanks.
I want to move to some sort of resolution. We're not going to agree on this. You've argued this the whole year. We're wasting time. I don't agree. You have a different view. Let's pass it on to the PNB. Let them settle it at
Agreed.
This point. Now,
Agreed.
But Marnie has finished the point that Marnie's got the more pressing problem. She's got a LSB meeting tomorrow.
Well, I think the way to resolve it is with a motion of this body to put before the PNB to define it. And so I would like to move that the inclusion of prior year surplus funds in a station's budget is subject to the approval of the PNB during the normal budgeting process and does not require an additional waiver.
Well,
that is the motion that I'm putting forward.
Well, does not require a waiver.
Did you get that, Jane?
No, I am going to have to return to the other room.
Okay.
I will.
Well,
Marnie,
you want to finish? Can we allow Marnie?
You're saying, Dave, that it doesn't need a waiver. It just needs to be in the budget, and as long as the PNB is happy, or I don't want to use the word happy, is okay with, for instance, KPFA being $189,000 behind what its one-month operating surplus should be, as long as the PNB says that's okay, it's okay?
It's not an operating surplus. We've clarified this a number of times. And it means that at the end of the year, you have to have a reserve of 1 month.
That's right. Okay, that you want it called a reserve rather than a surplus. Okay, I'll change my spreadsheet right now. If it read shortfall of 1 month operating reserve, right?
And that's what the PNB guideline has been, and
okay,
stations have followed.
I'll change my words right now in my spreadsheet on KPFA, because this is critical for me.
Okay, so Dave moves what?
No, the surplus prior year is still called surplus prior year.
Expensive.
But the motion about the reserve, basically what we have been saying, what we've clarified again and again, is that your bottom line needs to show 1 month and that you can carry forward money, existing surplus money, by putting it in the surplus prior year budget line.
Lonnie
clarified that when he came down to see us
in
Los
Angeles. Wait a minute. That's exactly true. Let's not have
a conflict.
But
we agree.
Yeah, let's be clear. That part of it, we are all on the same wavelength.
Right.
You must show on that bottom line 1 month reserve. Now, you can do it by simply having a revenue expense format that gets you there. Or you can do it by utilizing prior year monies that you've accumulated.
Agreed. So we're in agreement so far.
No, because that's where Lonnie's going, and that's where I want to go, too.
All right,
yeah.
But you have to have a... You have to get the okay of this board to use those prior year funds, and that's where the surplus prior year comes in.
Okay.
And that's what I call a waiver. That was the intent of the board. It was my motion, and the board agreed. Now, if you want to reverse that and change the definition, you know, then
but
you can
so
do that.
So what is their now let's just look at this for a second. You're in there constructing your budget as a station, right?
No,
and
I'm just dotting my I's and crossing my
T's. I understand. So the point is, if what you're saying is, look, you can't even put in surplus prior year until for the projective budget.
It's in here.
Okay.
It's in here.
So then here. What is it beyond the board's approval of that budget that's required?
Well, I've been using the words that it requires a PNB waiver.
Yeah.
Okay, my understanding of the waiver was you need a waiver if your bottom line is not
going to
equal that. That's my understanding
of
the policy.
Bottom line without the waiver is what you want to look at there.
You mean bottom line without surplus prior year?
That's right.
But including cash and capital?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not my understanding of the policy at all. But we can, if we want to define it that way... We can do that, too. I don't think it should be done that way. I think your bottom line should be, your ability to include surplus prior year should not be subject to a PNB having to approve it anywhere else other than...
That's not the issue. The issue that what the remedy here, what's being sought here from the motion as I presented it, was that you don't want a station, it takes 56 years to accumulate prior year surpluses. You don't have to, the board has to know if the station is intending to spend a large chunk of that money in any given year to balance its budget and should review it and should specifically approve that maneuver.
Okay, but there's two things there. One is inclusion of it and not spending it. And the other is inclusion of it and spending it. So for example, in our budget what we had done prior to this change was $128,000 of our existing surplus was actually going to be spent on capital expenditures. The revision takes that out, but the surplus prior year budget, the surplus prior year that goes in the front end comes out the back end and is not spent. It's not being spent.
That's too complicated for me to follow. Now,
I found the motion, by the way.
Can you read that motion, please, Patty?
Okay, this is a motion by Teresa Allen, seconded by George Barnstone. Resolved that the IPNB provisionally approves the proposed fiscal year 10-1-03 to 9-30-04 budget, provided that by November 15, 2003, an amended budget will be presented to the board where all stations in the national office will have accumulated projected surpluses or working capital reserves of 1 month's operating expenses by the end of FYE 9-30-04. Passed unanimously.
So
it's for 1 year.
Basically, yeah, but even if it weren't, we then in March, we reaffirmed a policy on that policy. But basically,
but
as you read
about
it,
a waiver.
But there's no mention of a waiver, and there is also... clarity there that what you're talking about is you have to have that in reserve, not out of operating expenses.
No, it says working capital. That's operating.
No, he says you have to have it as working capital.
Yeah. Well, we've gone over this I don't know how many times. Do we have a motion or let's move on?
We have a motion.
Ask, could Patty please send us the documentation from the IPNB?
I need you to read it.
Yes, I will now.
I did not.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay, we've
had disagreements on it. Let's just not. We're not going to agree. Let's just move on.
No, well, I put the motion forward, and the motion is that the inclusion of surplus prior year funds in each station's budget is subject to the approval of the PNB as part of its normal budgetary process. Actually, not as subject to approval. Yeah, the inclusion of surplus prior year funds in a station's budget is subject to approval by the PNB as part of its normal adoption of each fiscal year's budget, and does not require an additional waiver process.
Well, if the Finance Committee's job is to review these budgets in detail, including a proposal for the use of prior year funds to meet the PNB guideline of 1 month's working capital, then the Finance Committee, whatever it calls it, whether they call it a waiver, will either recommend that that budget go forward as proposed or send it back, saying that we don't recommend that prior year funds be used this way.
The point is just there's nothing extraordinary about that. That's part of the normal budgetary review process.
We've been doing this barely 2.5 years, so I've been. This is the first time you guys have done it, okay? But it's not the first time for other stations. Anyway,
yeah, I understand, but we didn't. So that's a perfect example. We didn't vote for a waiver when WPFW's budget was approved last year.
It was approved as part of the budget, and I certainly pointed it
out. That's right, but that's the point.
I'm saying that those numbers, they were fairly small ones, but what's being proposed by Kay is a huge number, $300,000.
As a percentage of listener support, it was bigger for PFW last year, I believe. I think it was something like $80,000.
I don't know about that.
It was similar.
I'm not interested in percentages. I'm interested in actual dollars. $300,000 is very different than $40,000.
The purpose of this supposedly is to make sure that stations have 1 month's reserve at all times, or certainly by the end of the year.
You will need it. It's not just an academic.
Okay,
research.
Fine. Need it. We have
Can
it.
Can I get on the stack?
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. A motion is suddenly, to me, is suddenly coming up. I don't even know who all is still on this call. I don't know what sort of number of people we have on it. I don't feel good about if there's five of us voting without proper debate. I don't feel good about that at all.
So move to table.
Well, I don't know how many people are on, man. I'd like to hear other people. I mean, I don't want to be the odd man out and all that kind of silly stuff.
Okay, well, how many people do we have on the call right now?
I'll do a roll call to find out who's on the call.
Thanks.
Okay, Bediaco?
Still here.
McFall?
Here.
Adelson?
Here.
Jane, I'm here. Williams?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Mark Roberts is off. Tattersall?
Here.
Heffley?
Here.
Alan?
Here, but you're faint. But I'm
okay.
Here.
So, all still on except for Sandy, who's been off from the beginning, and Mark, who dropped out.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Bonnie, I don't have any objection. I think with motions like this, we should incubate them. Look at what happened to our last motion. So I have no problem. I'd like to discuss it for a couple minutes.
Okay.
And ultimately, I'd like some consensus. I'd like Lonnie to see that there's nothing threatening in this. We're not challenging the PMB's this committee's right to suggest or reject. We're not undermining the PMB's ability to adopt. We're just saying there's not this additional thing called a waiver that's required in addition to the normal budget process.
I think at this point we're just quibbling over words like waiver. But let's go to the substance. I have one more try at this, and then, folks, I'm going to have to get ready to do budgets,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have much time. If the concept, substance-wise, is that the budgets proposed by a station, if they include proposals to use surpluses from prior years, that budget has to be expressly approved and reviewed by the Finance Committee, and that the fact that you're going to need that expressly reviewed by the board, because it is using the accumulated resources of this network, that the board has to expressly understand and approve that. Now, if that's what we're talking about, that is exactly my point.
Well, maybe we need to talk about this more, because, look, I think there are three categories. There's three ways you could use surplus prior year in a budget. You could use it just to have your 1 month carry through. So you've got plenty of money in the bank. You don't have to raise more surplus to cover your 1 month mandate. You use your surplus prior year for that. There's two. You're going to spend money on capital expenses, which are not ongoing operating, and you need to use some of your surplus to cover some of the capital. And there's three, you're going to spend it for operating expenses. I personally, my own position is that to carry it through to get to your 1 month should not be something that requires an